If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Our central theme is Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned, took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we circled Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have circled this mountain long enough. Turn to the north. You have walked around in a barren area, and you find no substantive growth. Been here long enough. You've been in a wilderness situation long enough. Been in a relationship that is extremely one-sided, and you've been in it long enough. You're holding on to stuff that will not bear fruit, and you've held on to it long enough. You've held on to desires and aspirations that will never come to pass. You've held on to them long enough. It's time to try something else. As a people, we have not mastered the tactic of moving horizontally. We get caught on the treadmill of desire, and when it doesn't come to pass, in our Pentecostal mindsets, we immediately ascribe the no to the devil. Pray with me. Satan's trying to stop me. We never think in terms of God sending us a message saying you're not ready, and we still try to kick the same door down. We will push our way into things that God doesn't want for us. But God is a unique God, and I'm still trying to understand this about him. As I said last week, in Hebraic teaching, there are 50 levels of knowledge of God, 50 levels. And the Hebrew scholars believe that Moses had reached 49 of those 50. And the 50th one, he echoes this desire in Exodus 33 when he says, Lord, show me your glory. Now, I know that we read that passage and we oversimplify the text, show me your glory. So we think in terms of seeing God's glory as we know glory. Accompanied by supernatural moves, flashing lights, warm sensations, revelational explanations of life's difficulties and situations that we encounter. And there is a primary explanation that would fit into that category, show me your glory and all that goes with it. But in Hebrew, what Moses was saying was show me your ways. The epitome of knowledge, the zenith, if you will, the apex, the top of the mountain of knowledge is knowing a person's ways. Most of our trouble with God and with each other is that we don't know the ways. But it's the ways that we must master. That simply means if you know a person's heart and you see them do something that's contrary to what you may like, you endure the situation because you know their heart, their ways. You know their motivations. So Moses, when he compartmentalizes his walk with God, he reaches this place. And when you read Exodus 33, he says, we know each other face to face. We know each other by name. I know you. Show me your ways. I want to know so much about you that I literally become lost in that revelation. God says, I can't let you see that because it's too much for you to comprehend. Hence, we have the forbiddance to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When you really understand the heart of God, he was doing Adam a favor. He says, I don't want you to know what good and evil looks like. When Adam lost his place, he blamed the woman. When she lost her place, she blamed the serpent. The serpent, bless his heart, he couldn't blame anybody. And so God just cursed everybody that day, even the poor serpent, who didn't have a soul, but apparently had the ability to talk. And so he said, since you yielded yourself to Satan, Isaiah says, he will crawl on his belly even during the millennium, and death will still happen during the millennium. Isaiah says that people will die at 100 and be called children. The only time death will be completely annihilated is when Jesus comes to establish his final kingdom, and that's when we reign and rule with him if we're faithful now. If you're not faithful now, you're not reigning and ruling. And so God says to the children of Israel by metaphor, you're simply walking around in circles. And you aren't progressing. And you've become completely comfortable with this level of mediocrity. Now, the enemy, mixed with our culture, our capitalistic culture, tries to tie in the accumulation of stuff as a proving ground of you moving forward. At a certain point in your life, you ought to have an iPhone, an iWatch, an iPad, an iSpouse. At a certain point in your life, you ought to have some stuff to prove that you are moving forward. We've been walking around this same circle, doing the same thing, not challenging ourselves, not moving forward. We're stuck in our jobs. We're not making ourselves more marketable. We want God to open high doors for us, and yet we lack the training to be able to do it. We're comfortable under the guise of, I like my job. And if you like your job, then you never go to work a day in your life. Now you figure that one out. If you really like your job, you never go to work a day in your life. I'm preaching to the wrong people. I will take you to the next evolution, causing you to move from this circular lifestyle that you've inhabited over the past 10, 15, 20 years. Now, what are some of the signs that you're in the same place? Those of you that are note takers, write it down. The rest of you, buy the CD. Number one. You have the same exact friends doing the same exact thing. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I love my North Philly heritage. I go down to see my friends on a semi-regular basis. I don't go as often as I used to because they're dying off. But the ones that are still alive, I reach out to them. On Labor Day, we had a habit of me taking all of them to breakfast and just hanging out and reminiscing. And I can drive down there today, and most of them will still be on the same corner talking the same stuff that they did 25 years ago when we were five. Now, I love these guys with all my passion. I do. And a few of them I'd catch a bullet for. But I can't hang around them in perpetuity because I want to move to another level. Now, anyone that opposes your growth, walk away. Get new friends. If you're going to go to the mountain, you need mountain dwellers, not valley hangers-ons. You've been there long enough. These people are just... they're just draining you. An airplane flies. It operates on laws of physics to defeat some natural laws. The law of gravity is what goes up must come down. That law is, it's a law of God. What goes up must come down. Unless it is overridden by the law of lift and thrust. When the scientific laws of lift and thrust coming out of that engine are applied, they defy the laws of gravity, but not without some discomfort, because you can feel that pull when that plane is taking off. That's why they tell you, strap yourself in, don't walk around, put everything under your seats, don't have anything, because that pull, that initial pull, fights against that plane. Now, once it gets up,
it leaves the law of lift and thrust and begins to operate under different laws. The law to move, you'll feel the pilot will reduce the amount of thrust on the engine because it's reaching the height to cruise. Are you with me? So it has, then there's the law of drag. Drag is the thing that kind of holds it back, that you feel it propelling through. You feel the drag, and sometimes the drag has a physical response. You'll sense the plane shaking. You'll feel it's a little uncomfortable because it's going through that drag, and the drag is saying, I don't want you to leave the law of gravity. I want you to stay right down here. But they keep going. Are you following me? You have people in your life that try to drag you back down. Now, every modern thing is not of God. I'm going to tell you unequivocally that texts and emails are not of God. They're of man, and we can use them, but they are more of a tool for the devil than they are for God. Now, how many of you have received bad texts and bad emails? Okay, now, how many of you have received blessed emails and blessed texts? All right. Now, you will notice that those bad ones come more frequently. Why? Because demons like to snipe. And snipers are best used from a distance. 1,000 yards, 750 yards. And now here's the thing. You ever notice how you are incapable of leaving a bad email unopened? You know it's no good. It even has on the byline telling you off. And you'll open it up. You'll open it right up. Click. But God doesn't touch you to stay on the mountain. He touches you to go down in the valley. When the Assyrians were fighting against the children of Israel, they kept trying to fight them up in the mountain. And every time they went up into the mountain, the Israelites would defeat them. And so the king said, you know what? We keep getting our butt whipped every time we go up in the mountain. He said, let's beat them when they come down in the valley. So they went down in the valley to go from one mountain to the next. And the Assyrians attacked them, and they found out that God was the God of the valley as well. So wherever you are, he's God. So no situation that comes on you should defeat you, because God expects you to take the mountaintop experience and bring it down to the valley with you. You should not lose your joy in the valley. You should rest on the joy that you received in the mountain. And whatever weapon the devil throws at you in the valley, you've received enough revelation in the mountain that you can handle the valley. Because you see, God is God both in the valley and the mountain.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3218P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
That he has in store.